truth is coming out of somewhere, you should keep quiet, because argument will separate you all. Because argument is based on the wording and names, and this is what name is, because it's estafil, uzum, angur, enab. Not four words for one thing. So you fight over it, right? When a fellow who knows 100 languages is over there, when some knowledgeable fellow is over there, your money will be quadrupled, whatever you wish you have, and all of that. There is only one condition. When he is talking, you should zip it. Because when the truth is coming out, there is no need for argument. If we argue, is when we don't understand it. Because when you get it, then you have no problem with it. Yes?
If your words appear uniform, in effect, they're the source of contention and anger. Borrowed heat produces no effect. Natural heat hath effect. If you have made vinegar hot by means of fire, when you drink it, it will undoubtedly increase the coldness.
You know about this coldness. This is the ancient way we understood the internal metabolism. And they divided this stuff to four categories. Is hot, cold, and balgam and safra. I don't know. The one is yellow. Balgam, I don't know what it is. Anyhow, four words to explain all the different metabolic stuff and things like that. So to them, serke is cold. What is hot? Warm. Sugary stuff, because it will increase the metabolism. The acidic stuff, like vinegar, is cold, because it will drop all that heated up functions. You say, okay, look at this vinegar. You heat it up. When it's boiling, drink it. It is cold for your body. It doesn't matter if you heated it up or not. If a chocolate, you put it in freezer, then try to chew it, it's hot. It doesn't become cold, because the coldness is temporary. In it is hot or cold. This is what he wants to explain. Yes?
Because that heat of it is exotic, its fundamental nature is coldness and tartness. And though grape syrup be frozen, my son, it will add heat to the liver when you drink it. Hence the Sheikh's hypocrisy is better than our sincerity. For the former arises from insight.
While see what happened? Were you expecting this, really, when he was talking about artificial heat or natural heat and all that stuff? Suddenly, therefore, when Sheikh is doing something wrong, it's better than the right doing of us. A very strange way of coming to this. Why? Just for one word, because that Sheikh is knowingly doing it, because he knows we don't. That's a difference. A knowledgeable fellow, if he's doing wrong, is better than an ignorant doing right, because he knows what he is doing. There are some reasons for that, and of course there are benefits in the future, something like that. But an ignorant fellow, now he's doing well, applaud him, then you are in trouble, because he's ignorant. This is in a way going back to that khabar, information. Remember he explained that John, life is that information, that knowledge. He will say, the owner of that knowledge knows what he's doing. Even wrongdoing of that fellow is better than the right fellow, right doing accidentally by an ignorant fellow. We count on that, yes?
Hence the Sheikh's hypocrisy is better than our sincerity, for the former arises from insight, while the latter arises from blindness. From the Sheikh's discourse comes union. The words of the corporealists bring separation. As Solomon, who sped from God and who knew the language of all birds, in the time of his just sway, the deer made friends with the leopard and ceased from war. The dove became secure from the talons of the hawk. The sheep took no precaution against the wolf. He became an arbitrator between enemies. He became a oneness between the creatures that fly with wings.
Okay, the story is clear. We understand. Here he would say, Solomon the king, in his kingdom, everything is good. Why? Because he is the 100 languages speaking fellow. Remember? He talks to the butterfly, he talks to the tree, he talks to the cloud. He knows the languages. That's what I'm talking about. But pay attention. Who was this guy? Solomon. Do you remember the name Solomon? Salim. That simpleton he was talking about, Salim is Solomon. Salim is Suleiman, is the same word. So he put it there, he comes to the king here. Yes.
Thou art running after grain like an ant. Hark, seek for Solomon. Why art thou still astray? To the seeker of grain, his grain becomes a snare. But the seeker of Solomon may have both. In these latter days, the soul birds have no security from each other for a moment. Even in our epoch, there is a Solomon who would give peace and not suffer our injustice to continue. Call to mind, there is no people...
The Persian is complicated, yeah. Because it's partially Arabic, partially Persian, mixture like that. It's combining two languages playing a little bit partially.
Yeah, I think to make sense, we should just read it. There is no people, but in the past a warner dwelt among them. Mm-hmm. Just give that. God said that verily there has never been a people devoid of a vicar of God and a man of spiritual power. And he makes the soul birds so unanimous that in respect of sincerity he purges them of guile and rancor.
Any one of you is ready to forget this verse? I believe that was a very important verse. God himself will say what? Say, there has never been a group of people without an enlightened fellow over there. They don't notice it, they don't look for it, but I don't let you without a keeper. Because he's the base of love. And lovingly created everything. And somebody like us who needs a lot of growing and stuff will not be left alone. They are around you. We said it before, remember, and in the future we will explain that. They're all around you. There is a lot of them. Even in exaggeration, we'll say, when you turn each stone in this universe, under it there is a Sarhang. Sarhang means captain, but it's the head of a group, the real meaning. There is a head for the group always, but you won't see them. They are always there, yes?
They become kind as a mother. He said of the Muslims, they are as one soul. Through the messenger of Allah, they became one soul. Else, they were absolute enemies, every one.
The message, the real message is coming here for these connecting us. Because that's what we are here. The, here for? The purpose is here. So the prophets, in a way, they are peacemaker to come down and eliminate these differences of talking, the way of seeing the thing and stuff like that. And this is the next paragraph. Next paragraph, he talks about something looks simple. What is the explanation of all of this he was talking about? First, you see that it's a relatively long paragraph, okay? And it has enough highlights and it's colorful enough. And it's, yeah, and it's almost the beginning of the final story. And final story, amazingly, is not a made-up story. So, we'll leave it there, because he will explain all this. He will say there were these two groups of Arabs. They used to fight each other. When Muhammad came and brought Islam, Salama, Salaman, Taslim, surrendering to God, these two will become one. But that's not all he wants to say. That's the story. Within this story, inshallah, we'll see what he's going to say. But this is the beginning of a final story. Final story is amazingly the story you heard about Shams. It's the story of himself. Shams will talk about himself once. He will say, when I was a little kid, I was young, my father angrily called me and said, come here, what's wrong with you? You don't study. You don't do this stuff. You don't go for business. What's wrong with you? I told him, Dad, our situation is like this, that they put one egg of, let's see, or duck, which is seagull, no, duck. If you put the egg of a duck under a hen, among the other eggs, they will hatch. They will come out. They will go around. There is one day that this duckling will go in the water. That's me, Daddy. So, if you are a duck, join me. If not, don't make any trouble. Get out of here. This is him. You say, I was a duckling. You are a chicken. Okay, you hatched my egg, thank you. But I'm different. And he means something strong with that. Because you remember, there is a heart in here, each of us have that one. And this is not something you inherit. It's something invested in you. And you could be that duckling, we'll see that. And he will finish it with a stranger one, which is very beautiful. We leave it for the next time because I don't want to rush through this. Next time, inshallah, we'll rush through this. Rush through the book two in one or two sessions. I'm promising myself to do that because with the other class, it's almost a year that we are reviewing this again and again and again. And sometimes I start from the beginning again. But hopefully I will not do that to you. I know you're quite ready to go to book six and be enlightened very fast. Okay. گفت اینک راست پذیرفتم به جان کج نماید راست در پیش کجان گر بگوی احولی را مهیکیست گویدد این دوست و در وحدت شکیست بربرو خندد کسی گوید دو است راست دارد این سزای پتکو است بر دروغان جمع می آید دروغ للخبیثات الخبیثین دل فراخان را بود دست فراخ چشم کوران را